This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Childhood junk food may permanently rewire brain appetite circuits, study finds. Consuming high amounts of junk food during childhood may permanently alter brain circuits that control appetite and feeding behavior, according to new research published in Science Daily. The study suggests these neurological changes persist into adulthood, even after transitioning to healthier eating patterns. Permanent changes in brain appetite circuits from childhood junk food consumption. Brain regions affected by childhood junk food consumption. Areas showing disrupted appetite control after high-fat, high-sugar diets. Hypothalamus 85%, prefrontal cortex 72%, striatum 68%, hippocampus 45%. Source: Science Daily, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Critical developmental window identified. The research highlights a critical vulnerability during childhood brain development when dietary patterns can establish lasting neurological pathways. Scientists observed that high-fat, high-sugar diets fundamentally altered feeding behavior patterns and disrupted key appetite control regions in developing brains. These findings align with broader research on clinical understanding of how early nutritional exposures shape lifelong health outcomes. The study provides mechanistic evidence for why childhood dietary interventions may be particularly crucial for preventing adult metabolic disorders. Persistent effects despite dietary improvements. Perhaps most concerning, the neurological changes appeared to persist even after participants switched to healthier eating patterns in adulthood. This suggests that the brain rewiring from childhood junk food consumption creates a biological predisposition that healthy adult choices cannot fully reverse. The research team used advanced neuroimaging techniques to track changes in brain structure and function over extended periods. Their findings contribute to growing evidence that the developing brain is particularly susceptible to dietary influences during critical growth periods. Gut bacteria show promise for intervention. Despite the concerning permanence of brain changes, researchers discovered that certain gut-friendly bacteria and prebiotic fibers showed potential to partially reverse some damage. This microbiome-based approach represents a promising avenue for therapeutic intervention. The gut-brain axis research has increasingly shown how intestinal bacteria can influence neurological function and behavior. These findings suggest that targeted probiotic interventions during childhood might help protect against junk food-induced brain changes. Public health experts emphasize that these discoveries underscore the importance of early prevention strategies. The research provides additional evidence supporting policies that limit children's exposure to highly processed foods in schools and communities, as detailed in recent health policy discussions. Implications for childhood nutrition policy. The study's findings have significant implications for childhood nutrition policies and parental feeding practices. If brain rewiring from early junk food consumption is indeed permanent, prevention becomes far more critical than treatment approaches. Healthcare providers are increasingly recognizing the need for early nutritional counseling and family-based dietary interventions. The research supports comprehensive approaches that address both individual behavior change and environmental factors that influence children's food choices. High-fat, high-sugar diets during childhood fundamentally rewire brain appetite circuits in ways that persist into adulthood, even after switching to healthier eating patterns. Research team, Science Daily, 2026. Key takeaways: childhood junk food consumption may permanently alter brain circuits controlling appetite and feeding behavior. These neurological changes persist into adulthood despite later dietary improvements. Certain gut bacteria and prebiotic fibers show promise for partially reversing some brain damage. The findings emphasize the critical importance of early childhood nutrition interventions. Prevention strategies may be more effective than treatment approaches for addressing diet-related brain changes. Frequently asked questions: can adults reverse brain damage from childhood junk food consumption? The research suggests that brain rewiring from childhood junk food consumption largely persists into adulthood, even after switching to healthier diets. However, certain gut bacteria and prebiotic fibers show promise for partially addressing some of the neurological damage. What specific brain regions are affected by childhood junk food consumption? The study identified disruptions in key appetite control regions, including the hypothalamus, prefrontal cortex, and other areas involved in feeding behavior and impulse control. These changes appear to fundamentally alter how the brain processes hunger and satiety signals. How early in childhood do these brain changes occur? The research indicates that the developing brain is particularly vulnerable during critical growth periods in childhood. The exact timing may vary, but the findings suggest that dietary patterns established early in life have disproportionate and lasting effects on brain development. These findings represent a paradigm shift in understanding the long-term consequences of childhood nutrition choices. As research continues to reveal the permanence of early dietary impacts on brain development, healthcare systems worldwide may need to dramatically expand their focus on prevention-based approaches. The identification of potential microbiome interventions offers hope, but the evidence strongly suggests that protecting children from excessive junk food exposure remains the most effective strategy for preserving healthy brain development throughout life. Source: Childhood junk food may rewire the brain for life.